Garner Ted Armstrong. If you had been privy to information that had leaked out from a secret geopolitical document circulated in Madrid clear back in the early 1950s, you would have read a scenario for the entirety of world history for the next 30 years that would have proved one of the most accurate you have ever read. Because such a German geopolitical document was captured. Some excerpts from it are very, very interesting. Here is an excerpt. The higher the difficulties pile up for the Americans, the more favorable become our prospects for successfully overcoming our defeat. The Yankees are willing to pay a high price for our help. This is clear from all confidential reports we have obtained from circles close to the American High Commissioner. How should Germany proceed diplomatically in the present situation? It is openly stated in Washington that Europe cannot be defended without German help. Interesting, isn't it, how times have not really changed? Even today, we still feel that Germany is the kingpin to Europe. Germany is the most economically viable and powerful country in Europe. She has one of the strongest currencies, together with tiny Switzerland and very viable Belgium. Belgium and, of course, the Dutch guilder. But German Deutschmarks are today the strongest currency in the world. It also has been proved that thousands, tens of thousands of German leaders during the Nazi regime went underground, even changed their identities, fled to nations all over the world who would prove to give them safe harbor, such as Egypt, Paraguay, Uruguay, Peru, Chile, Argentina, Sweden, and even Switzerland, especially Spain, and sometimes Portugal. Tens of thousands of burgermeisters, Gauleiters, teachers, laborers, factory workers, blue-collar workers, housewives, Hitler youth, party functionaries, businessmen. What became of all of these people who were just as fanatically loyal to the Nazi cause as some of those few leaders at the top level whose names you might remember, like Goering, Goebbels, Hess, Hitler himself, Martin Bormann, Adolf Eichmann? But you know, they really did go to those countries. There was reason to believe for many years, although that reason begins to grow dim today because of age, that even Adolf Hitler himself might still be alive. That has not been propounded for many years, to my knowledge. It was a Police Gazette type of an article, which came out many different times, way back in the 1950s, when people supposed it might still be true. It was even propounded that eventually Adolf Hitler would claim to have been virtually resurrected from the dead and would come back and take over a United States of Europe. I doubt very much that that would occur, but then there are strange things like that and strange claims made sometimes. You know, this captured document was one of the most incredible and incisive statements about what would occur down through the next couple of decades or so to the Western world. It said, and I quote, "We should reap all advantages but never commit ourselves. The fact that the Americans would now like us to join them in the defense of Europe and become their ally will thereby enhance our bargaining power with the Russians. The Americans," said this document, "have lost the peace, the Cold War, and their entire future, but they are not yet aware of it." You know, a leading geopolitical paper in West Germany several years ago called Christ und Welt, means Christ and the World, stated in an editorial that a strong German-dominated Western Europe could make an offer to the Kremlin, thus raising specters once again of a new Rapallo Treaty, this time in secret, whereby a new resurgent and militarized German nation, at the head of a power bloc of many other countries in a united Europe, which after all was the dream of everybody from Bismarck to Kaiser Wilhelm to Hitler himself. The dream was that of a United States of Europe. The dream was that of uniting all of the traditional enemies of the heartland of Europe into one powerful industrial technology with a powerful military force to become a third power bloc, but eventually the biggest power bloc in all of the world. Have such secret negotiations already taken place at other regimes, at other times and places? What about that secret train during the day of Adenauer that went to Moscow, when Adenauer met with then Joseph Stalin? It makes you wonder, doesn't it? The whole of Eastern Europe might come out and into a European Union at some time. There could be concessions made. You know, that editorial in Christ und Welt stated, and I quote, "Continental Europe could break away from the Atlantic Pact if the Soviets agree to withdraw their forces behind the Pripet Marshes and release not only the eastern zone of Germany, but the whole of Eastern Europe into the European Union. A Western Europe standing on its own feet and possessing its own powerful army could afford to carry out such an independent policy because it will have the strength of a third power." Even during the days of the man who was known as Der Alte, or Dr. Adenauer, over the Federal Republic of Germany, and he, of course, for so long, was the first, and for a very long time during the period of time of other great leaders who were about to fade from the scene, such as Charles de Gaulle, Sir Winston Churchill, and some other men of that stature before their deaths. Der Alte, or Dr. Adenauer, stated this: a federated Europe will become a third force in the world, not as strong as Russia or the United States, but powerful enough to intervene successfully in a decisive moment to safeguard the peace. Germany has again become a factor with whom others will have to reckon in international affairs. Yes, I should say, those were very prophetic words, because, of course, those words were spoken clear back at the turn of the decade of the 50s. It has been called a Frankenstein monster because twice within a generation, a coalition of nations has had to fight and defeat German militarism. When the Germans finally collapsed and surrendered unconditionally in about August of 1945, we thought it was all over. But there was a plan, there was a plot, there was a vast conspiracy for a very careful resurgence and eventual remilitarization of Western Germany in the confines of all of Western Europe as a coming United States of Europe. And a great part of those plans for a comeback have been realized. As I talk to you on the broadcast today, you can go over to Germany. You can read publications from there. You can pick up an almanac and look at the GNP of the Federal Republic. Do it. Go help yourself in a public library or a bookstore to an almanac and pay for it, of course. And then look up the Federal Republic of West Germany and look at their unbelievable, strong economy. You can't believe how it all happened when you read it all. The many, many books on the subject. Germany Plots of the Kremlin by T.H. Teetons. The New Germany and the Old Nazi by the same author. Watcher Along the Rhine by Brian Connell. The Nazis Go Underground. The Germans Will Try It Again. The Boys from Brazil. The Bormann Brotherhood. So many books on leading Nazi figures who escaped to other parts of the world, and also books about what is happening inside the Ruhr industrial cities. The fact that leaders in that country could, if any, threat to their vast fortunes and even the average way of living of the average factory worker were to come along in West Germany, they could take a screeching 90-degree turn to the right politically. And over the past many elections in West Germany, we have noticed the rightists are trying to outright the rightists. And even today, it is hailed as a good thing, again, under the blinding general fear of communism. When we see that conservatism and the rightists in West Germany are defeating the leftists, everybody hails it as a good thing, without realizing that when you go full circle, you come up with nationalism. And nationalism is exactly what is eventually going to rear its ugly head in Germany again. Is there a monster stirring, about to turn on its builder? There have been many alarm signals, but people have taken what they call is a calculated risk in rebuilding Germany. Is the United States of America able to control West Germany? You ask yourself that question. Do we rule that country? Oh, no. No, they're completely sovereign. They're totally independent of us. Well, there's a scrap of paper somewhere in somebody's dusty file that claims that we're mutual members of NATO, sworn to protect and defend each other. Yes, there are American troops still stationed at sometimes the very edgy and not too cooperative behest of the West German government on West German soil. But I think something that is even more sinister is the revelation that 50% of the American nuclear arsenal is deployed inside West Germany. You know, few people in our country know very much about Germany. They don't seem to know that West Germans are once again building supersonic, this time, but once again building fighter aircraft. We don't seem to realize that there are satellites overhead made in West Germany. We don't seem to realize that West Germany already is a nuclear power, and there is proof of that in the book called The Nuclear Axis that proves that the West Germans have sent nuclear reactors that are producing plutonium to South Africa. We don't seem to realize that West Germany is already a powerful military force, the largest and the biggest in Europe. That because of their policies, they already have the military equipment and the materiel which makes them the most formidable power in NATO outside of the United States. They just are, but we don't seem to realize it. We're not awake to that fact. Well, God's word said there would be a watchman to the peoples of God's nations of the United States, of the British Commonwealth of Countries, Australia, Canada, South Africa, the British Isles, Northwestern Europe, and other countries. And that prophecy is being fulfilled in your ears today, because there must be a work on this earth which is lifting a voice of alarm, which is saying, cry aloud, spare not, show my people their sins, and show what is going to happen, what is going to take place in this world in the next 5 or 10 years. The only way you can really understand is to get the overview of biblical prophecy. To get that, you need to know the identity of the major powers of the world in Bible prophecy. And you need to know the march of prophecy in world news.